further adventures of Biggles.
Sailors to escort the prisoners to the bay, von Stahlheim organizes their escape rather than see them killed. In the forest, Biggles meets with Ginger, who tells him of the plane waiting, loaded with bombs and ready to destroy the submarine. But Biggles hesitates. Von Stahlheim will be on that submarine.
How the dickens can I do it, Ginger? He deliberately sent the sailors into the forest so that Tom and I could escape.
Are you sure he hasn't some trick up his sleeve? I wouldn't trust von Stahlheim.
What trick could he have, Ginger? The papers were aboard the sub and we were his prisoners. There's nothing else he'd be likely to want.
Oh, I don't know. He might be trailing you now, hoping you'll lead him to the kite.
He tried to pinch it before, remember?
No, Ginge. He was genuine.
He seemed to be.
But why should he do it?
Because he's Erich von Stahlheim. He's crooked. He doesn't mind who he works for as long as it's against England. He's ruthless and he's cunning. But he doesn't kill for the sake of killing.
Hang it all. He's tried to kill us often enough.
When we were in his way. But he's never attempted to kill us simply to get rid of us.
Oh, neither he should. We could have slaughtered him dozens of times.
In his own way, I think he appreciates that we haven't. And also, he seems to gain some sort of twisted satisfaction from working against us.
You mean he likes you as enemies?
Odd, isn't it? That you can feel like that. But you can. I'd hate to see von Stahlheim die. It stimulates me to know that I must pit my wits against his.
Would you have let him go free if you'd been in the same situation just now?
Definitely.
Well, the situation's different.
Oh, well, you'd better decide whether we're going to drop the bombs or not. The sub will be pulling out soon.
You're wrong, Ginge. The situation's the same, really.
But von Stahlheim isn't our prisoner.
He'll be imprisoned on that sub if he goes aboard.
We can't stop that, Biggles.
By Jinko, we can. He won't have reached the bay yet, will he?
No, about half a mile away, I'd say.
Then if we hurry, we might make it in time.
You're not going to warn him about the bombing?
Not on your life. I'm going to return his compliment, that's all. We'll need that rifle, Ginge.
Right, I'll give you the ammunition. I've plenty here.
Don't waste time turning out your pockets. You stay with me. Tom, you whip back to the plane as hard as you can go.
Good. Tell them to stand by?
No, they must take off at once. Algy will be in charge. He's to come over as quickly as he can and wipe that submarine out of existence. The papers with it.
But where will you be?
Busy with von Stahlheim, I hope. Don't worry about us. It'll be our concern to keep clear of the bombs. Hop to it, Tom. We'll all have to act fast.
We're too late, Biggles. They're nowhere in the forest.
They're on the beach. Just getting into the dinghy. Lilo, Ginge, behind cover.
Okay. What's the scheme?
You'll see. Keep your rifle trained on them. If anyone tries to bolt, shoot. Not to kill, but to bring him down.
The shot will attract the attention of the chaps on the sub, won't it?
Probably will. Can't help that.
Get out of the dinghy, von Stahlheim. You and your men.
Where do you call from, Bigglesworth?
From behind cover. But I can see you quite clearly. And you're well within the range of Ginger's rifle.
This is foolish, Bigglesworth. What is it you want?
I want the three of you to toss your arms into the water. And then come up here to the forest with your hands up.
They're making me your prisoner.
I am. Quickly! There isn't much time!
You can't be serious!
I'm perfectly serious! And here's some evidence of it if you're in doubt.
Send a shot across the bow of the dinghy, Ginge.
They're doing it, Biggles. The sailors have tossed their guns in. You too, von Stahlheim! Right. Now put your hands up and march to the forest. We'll be waiting for you.
Somebody calling out from the sub, Biggles. They heard the shot.
Ignore those shouts, von Stahlheim. They won't interest you anymore. Through here. That's it. Keep your eye on them, Ginge.
I'm watching.
You shine, Biggles, sir.
So this is how you repay me. Never again will there be a weakness on my part.
Back against those three trees. I want you where you can't be seen from the sub, but where you can see what's going on. Cover them, Ginge. I'm going to find some strong vines we can use to tie their hands. Be back in a jiff.
What is he going to do? Surely he does not plan to shoot us.
Nothing like that. He wants you as his prisoner, that's all.
But why? Did he not tell you that I allowed him to escape?
He hasn't forgotten it.
I don't understand this. But I shan't forget it. It is one score for which I will never forget the great Inspector Bigglesworth. Hibbletweet! Look! The submarine!
You tell me about it. I'm looking at you.
It is moving off. They are not waiting for us.
Excellent. That's exactly what I hoped they'd do. Put your hands behind the tree so that I can tie them.
You devil! You're going to keep me and hand me over to your authorities. You're holding me to watch the submarine go without me.
Stop babbling. I'm listening for something. There she is. Keep watching, von Stahlheim. In a few minutes, you'll see some fireworks.
She's moving, Albion.
Still on the surface, though. Good. Want to catch her before she goes under.
What are you worried about? Don't forget those depth charges we slung under the wing.
I haven't forgotten, but this is the one time I want to make absolutely sure.
Depth charges fast or bomb?
Try a bomb first. But they've seen us. They're cutting on speed.
Well, do likewise, LB. Do likewise.
Right. Here we go.
Why, say, there's a bloke manning that confounded valley pom-pom.
Have to risk it.
I hate flying through this valley, stuff.
There. First bomb away.
Bombs away.
Missed him.
Only by inches. Glider's ducked off the deck.
They're closing the turret. The sub's going down, Bertie.
They don't dawdle, Albine. Give him those valley depth charges.
Now do you understand why we captured you, von Stahlheim?
But they'll fail. It is submarching. They must bomb it at once, and they are not in position.
Algy's rectifying that. He's coming in now. Bombs away!
He's hit it! Fair and square! Did you see that, Biggles?
That was no bomb. It sounded like a depth charge explosion.
It was a depth charge. They rigged a couple under the wings, but they weren't sure whether they'd be able to use them or not.
They used that one to wonderful effect. He's coming in again.
Going to make sure, I suppose.
He must know that he scored a hit. From here, I can see the oil coming to the surface.
Algy doesn't leave things half done.
It is wrecked. Completely. The wreckage is coming to the surface. Nicholsworth, there may be survivors.
That'll be your department, von Stahlheim. Cut them free, Ginge. They won't harm us now.
Roger.
There's a dinghy on the beach, and the Vigo is still in the bay. We'll drop food and medical supplies. I'll leave it to you to rescue your friends, von Stahlheim.
I don't suppose I can expect more than that.
We'll be flying low when we drop the supplies. If you have any seriously wounded, signal us down, and we'll take them to Jamaica with us. Otherwise, we'll head straight for Kingston.
And I?
What you do, von Stahlheim, is entirely up to you. You're a free man. Come on, Ginge. I see Algy's heading back for the rendezvous.
Stahlheim, what happened to him?
I really don't know, sir. He had a group of 7 or 8 men about him when we dropped the medical supplies. I feel he would have been terribly dangerous to land at that moment.
So you let him go free?
I've no idea what happened to him.
I don't like the thought of those scoundrels getting away with it.
They didn't get away with anything, sir. The papers have been blown to smithereens with the sub.
And if you feel it necessary that von Stahlheim should pay for his misdeeds, I'll remember it when next we meet.
What do you mean?
Something tells me that I'll bump him again one day. He has a habit of accepting jobs that run him straight into the arms of Scotland Yard's air police.
By the way, there's a cable here from your chief, Assistant Commissioner Raymond. I was so interested in your story that I forgot to give it to you.
Oh, thanks, Colonel.
I say, you know, L. Beans, I have an awful feeling that that cable means there's to be no rest for the wicked.
You're right. Raymond wants us to return to London as soon as possible after we've completed this job.
Which is now.
Quite right, Algy. But I think we'd better have a wash and brush up before taking off, because we shan't be staying there for long.
No, I bally well knew it. We'll hit the old town and bounce straight off it again.
Where to this time, Biggles?
China. A particularly unpleasant part of it known as the Gobi Desert.
Once again, the air police will be sent off round the world on the trail of danger and adventure. What mystery awaits the flyers in the little-known Gobi Desert of Central Asia? Listen for this thrilling new story in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.